Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back live into hour number two. Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. Open phones for that as well. Paul in Florida, then Tom, Kevin, Forrest, and others. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've read most of the major works on mind control and MKUltra, and I heard you mention mind control in the Vietnam, during the Vietnam War, similar to was depicted in the movie Jacob's Ladder. And I was wondering if you could recommend some sources or books on that subject, and then I had a quick question about Columbine.
Well, really, the government declassified a lot of mind control programs in the late 70s and 1977 in some of the church hearings and on MKUltra, MK, Naomi, and you should just go research those and read the documents yourself instead of just books about it. But we've had a lot of guests and experts on the subject. There's also a lot of disinfo there. But, yeah, they did all sorts of LSD and PCP and other tests. They admit up into the 90s. We've had the head of the program, General Stubblebine, on. They did all sorts of mind-enhancing and mind-control tests. And then about 4 years ago, there was a story in Wired magazine headlined The Marshall Plan, a play on the 1940s, 50s rebuilding of Europe. But it was off the 90-something-year-old still head futurist. I don't know if he's still alive. That was 4 years ago. The head futurist for the Pentagon, Dr. Marshall, and he said that in the future it'll be what drugs our troops are on and what drugs their troops are on, brain implants, the rest of it. And there's actually two articles on that today. You know, they ordered Elvis when he was in the Army and doing gigs for the Army to take speed so he could do four or five shows a day sometimes. So, you know, everybody's heard of, is it benzenine or the speed? So, I mean, you know, that's kind of the old-fashioned drugs they put them on. That's a mind control right there. That makes you go further and faster but then burns you out. So there's just they've been testing amnesiacs on the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with some select special forces units to where those guys don't remember what happened. They'll order them to go in and slaughter whole families and things and then or whole villages. Then they give them kind of halcyon-class drugs. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Which one of your videos has the most information on Columbine? I'm a school teacher and was interested in that.
We only spend about 2 minutes on Columbine and Road to Tyranny, and we just show the news articles where they admit that the police shot some of the children. That was admitted in the Denver Post, in the Rocky Mountain News, and that there was a big cover-up of that. And we just know that there were multiple shooters inside, and Harrison Kleibold were decoys, basically.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that call and all those fine questions. Tom in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, Tom.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you about a little experience I just had. Just got back from our fine friend from the north up there. Tried to fly into Calgary, and they pulled up my records in customs, and they say, well, you have a couple of DWIs from back in 1992. And, yeah, I was a little crazy back then, but... You know, that's really all they had on me, Alex.
Yeah, there's an international database is the point.
And they deported me. They would not let me in the country. So that was the quickest 34-hour
trip. Yeah, Canada lets any foreigner from the third world come in without even being checked. I physically witnessed it. No checks.
Oh, I did too, Alex. They let six illegal aliens go out. Oh, they said, well, you can't come in, but we're going to release you for tonight. And you know, come back at 6 o'clock in the morning for your deportation. I'm sure they showed up.
Yeah, no, I've had it happen to me. Screaming, cussing. Were they screaming and cussing at you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't dare, you know, think about screaming or cussing back.
Stay there. I got Bob Chapman coming up. I want to give you a minute on the other side. Because Canada is worse than Russia, worse than China, worse than anybody. They treat you, and of course, their happy-go-lucky population has no idea. Canada is New World Order par excellence. They are the future. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A New World Order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with Tom, and we've got Bob Chapman, international forecaster, joining us for the rest of the hour to take your calls and talk about where he thinks the economy's going, how people can protect themselves. Tom, so you tried to fly in to visit a friend for vacation in Canada. You had DWIs 15 years ago, and so they deported you, but you witnessed them letting illegal aliens in, which I witnessed. I was in there for 15 hours, and they would have people going, you don't have any ID? You don't have anything? You're from China? Boom, go in. Oh, you're from Mexico? Boom, go in. And then right. Citizens, business owners with all their IDs that had letters from the government saying they could do business, screaming at them, yelling at them, cussing at us, threatening me with prison, saying that if they found any pornography on our computers, I'd be going right to prison. And I said, pornography? And thank God they checked all our office laptops. We brought two in, and there was nothing on them. But they said, you don't understand, a girl with her top off, you're going to jail. Thank God that wasn't even on there. And they got real mad. And they're just hardcore criminals. What else happened to you?
Well, they did finally release me as long as I didn't say anything. And I tried to schedule a flight for 7 in the morning that I had that would have taken me directly back to Houston. But they were, oh, no, you're not going to have that. You got to be here at 1 o'clock, and we're going to put you on our flight that will let you, you know, land in San Antonio at about 11 that
night. Yeah, they told us the same thing. They I said, so I guess they said, we're going to make you leave in the morning. And I'm sitting there. It's like 3 in the morning. I've been there about 4 hours. And I said, okay, well, I guess we'll just leave in the morning. And they started pulling out their tasers, freaking out, going, he said he's escaping. He said he's escaping. And I said, excuse me? And I said, you're making me leave. We'll fly out tomorrow. And he said, you're going to fly out at 1 o'clock when the head officer gets here. Do you understand? And if you make any attempt to escape, we're going to put you in prison. And they go, that's it. We're calling for a truck. We're taking you to prison right now. And they were laughing. Just scum. Any excuse to be Nazis. Any excuse to abuse. Any excuse to hate us.
Oh, it was exactly the case, Alex. I mean,
they yelled and cussed at you. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What'd they say to you?
Oh, they were just like, oh, well, if you don't like that, we'll just put you in prison for a little while and see how you like that. They made sure, you know, they had their nice little black uniforms on. They made sure that they had the Velcro cover in their nameplate.
You're lucky they didn't tase you and jump on your head till you die. They taser you if you can't get your ticket out. On the subways, they taser you, and they said, we taser you to punish you.
Oh, I'm
just open
sure
torture, open filth, open rogue Nazi government.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this girl was 23 years old, beautiful girl. You wonder what happened to somebody in their life to make them act like that.
They love the power, and they've trained the cadres here in the U.S. and overseas to just absolutely enslave the general public. And just absolutely bully the living daylight. So nobody should go to vacation in Canada. I'm sorry for Canadians. We should boycott Canada. And I saw them do it to families, folks. They will scream at your children. They will abuse you. They will set you up. I mean, they are hardcore criminals that run Canada. And
I was up there to start my new business. My brother-in-law developed some software that I was going to sell down here in Texas because my stucco business down here is off. I'm doing 25% of the business I was doing last year, Alex.
Oh, but
the economy's great.
The economy's great. I appreciate your call. Bob, I wanted you to hear that call because you've lived in South Africa and Europe and all over the world, and we're now experiencing this. You try to go fishing in the Texas Gulf, and you're going 10 miles out. You now have to have a passport, and they come out and board the fishing boats, but then they don't even search the big ships coming in. The fences are for us. It's not to keep the foreigners out. Bob Chapman.
Well, I'm sorry to say I have another tale of woe like yours. And about almost 6 years ago, I went to Calgary, and I was detained for 5 hours, threatened, and they knew who I was, and they said that we don't like what you're writing, and I said, is this the work of the United States government, and they just laughed, and of course it was. And at one stage they threatened to strip search me, and I said, well, you know, you can do what you want, but 2 or 3 you're going to the hospital. And so they actually thought better of that and didn't do that. And finally, a friend of mine who lives in Alberta, who had been waiting to pick me up, came into this place, this customs interrogation immigration place, and said, hey, you know, where's Bob Chapman? And they looked at him, and they all looked at each other, and they said, well, that's him there. And he said, well, I know it's him. What's going on here? And they said, well, we had word that he might be involved in some criminal activity, and we found a magazine in his Valise, it was one of these shooters magazine, and we were afraid because we know he's a weapons expert that he might come up here and kill people. I mean, the whole thing was so bizarre that it was just beyond belief. And finally they let me go, and I stayed in Canada for another 3 days in Calgary, and I was doing a conference, and I left. And I can tell you one thing, I will never return.
But now it's like that. I talked to a U.S. citizen who was out in Germany. She came back in, and they don't just make foreigners thumbprint and face scan. They made her do it, and when you go to another country, they do it to you. This is an international convention signed in Australia in the year 2000. That's mainstream news. It was in the papers at the time. It's a global database. But here's the deal, folks. That's secret police. When they look at your writings, when they got all of our still cameras and look through all our photos. They asked me, you know, whoa, I'm reading your story at Infowars.com, you little bastard, you little piece of bleeping crap. And they would just sit there and scream at me right in my face. Listen to me, you're going to prison, you piece of trash, filthy American. And just on and on, hour after hour, just loving it and laughing and slamming doors and stomping around. And now it's going to be like that here in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've turned into. And let me tell you something. I was in there off and on for close to 15 hours, okay, being screamed at, being yelled at again. You know, they walk up to you, and I want to be clear. They say, we're flying you out of here in the morning. You're leaving. You're not getting into Canada. And I said, okay, I'll fly out in the morning. And then just yelling, he's trying to escape, as I'm sitting there in a bucket chair in front of them as they're yelling at me. He's trying to escape. Call more officers. Grabbing at their tasers. One ran around the corner. And, oh, he's running. You know, trying to, if I'd been a normal person, I would have freaked out and said, no, and they would have gotten the rise they wanted just waiting, I guess, to murder me. But they murdered quite a few folks in customs up there now. And I mean, Bob, here they make pregnant women take their clothes off in front of people. They do public semi-searches. Now, there's been news reports of how they harass and they're training us, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly are, and I'll tell you something. When push comes to shove, they ain't going to be around anymore.
What is it like for you to have been in covert operations and in secret Army intelligence operations and then be involved in international operations worldwide? We can't get into those, Bob. I mean, and to have fought for this country and to now see it turn into this.
Well, one of the things I said to them when I was there, I said, are you on NCIC? And they said, yes. And I said, well, how do you know about that? And I said, well, I know a lot of things. And I said, are you going to extend to me any professional courtesy? And they said, no. I said, you know my background? And they said, yes, but we don't care. And that was the end of it.
What is their problem?
They're sick people. Our governments are sick. I mean, why do you think we have this program to let people know what's really going on out there? I mean, I don't think I've discussed this incident in 5 years with anybody. Only because you fellows brought it up. It happened to me, too. Why? Because I express the truth like you do. And, of course, the other fellow had a problem which was different than ours. But this is where this is all headed. And where is it headed? Police state.
And now the squad cars are getting license scanning systems. They admit they're tied into these false intelligence databases. You know, I saw this about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when the Republic of Texas stuff, I guess 12 years ago, you know, it was in 97, was really going on. And I'm not part of Republic of Texas. We were out at a land rights meeting where they were stealing some ranches outside Austin. I was down at the city hall protesting, and I heard it come over the radio, and then I happened to one of my friend's brothers is a police officer. He was there. We'd been out to eat many times and played pool, and you know, back then I was drinking some. We'd been out drinking, me and this local cop and his brother, and he came over and said, yeah, they're saying you guys, and I already heard it over the our Republic of Texas and may want to bomb something. He was laughing about it. But that's what they do. You just show up to protest how they're stealing somebody's property. You're out there peaceful with families and vets in wheelchairs. And the intelligence bureau, the police department, tells them we're terrorists. Just to make the cops then hate us and fear us.
Well, you know, they keep it up and only can come to one sad end.
Well, I just hope our military and police understand this is what the Soviets did. This is what the East Germans did. This is what the Cubans do. Bob, you fought that. I mean, is this not exactly what we were all brought up to be told was the bad guys?
That's right. Now we're the bad guys.
What is it like to see us turn into the bad guys?
It's terrible. It's a revelation. It's just like, you know, sitting down at the bar at the American Legion and hearing everybody talk about World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and all the special ops and everything and think to yourself, I can't tell them the truth. Because they'll go berserk, or it'll ruin their day, or they won't believe me. So you keep your mouth shut. But, you know, the whole public, especially those who have gone and served our country, have gotten screwed. It's just as simple as that.
Bob, I want to get into the economy and take a lot of calls in the 40-plus minutes we've got left with you today. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. He has had the biggest newsletter in the country. Then he retired. He's brought it back. Now one of the biggest again. And he joins us right now. We'll cover the economy and your call. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The globalists play their games. We play ours. They play theirs to dominate and control and set up their world government. We fight for humanity, liberty, decency, so we can raise our families in somewhat stable environments. You know, I haven't really talked about this yet. I mentioned it at the end of the show. People asked me if I was joking. No, I'm not. One of the people covering Bilderberg, I put out the idea on air for people to try to call their hotel rooms while they were meeting at the Westfields Marriott, and somebody did it, so I woke up Sunday morning with a fellow calling my room who'd been covering the events, going, listen to this, and he played me David Rockefeller, him calling, him getting through security, saying he had a call into Rockefeller and talking to Rockefeller for 3 minutes. I hope he'll put that call out, but I'll tell you about that call later in the hour. Also, Superclass, which was covered by the New York Times and the Washington Post, with the headline, "They Rule," as by David Rothkopf, who we interviewed, and he said, "Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, we're going to deal with you." You know, basically during the break, John Harmon heard that. I was talking to him before we got him on air. So I was being friendly to him, and I said, "We're going to, talk about your policies." He said, "Yeah, sure you are. We know who you are, Jones." Well, I hadn't read his book yet, and we just got it in, and guess what? He talks about me in here. So make no mistake, folks, I went, and we found an area where their main conference hall was, the only area where it was close to the road, and from 25 yards away, bullhorned with a giant high-powered bullhorn and basically shut down their meeting. And Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, came out and looked at us with hatred. Bob Chapman, I mean, can there be any doubt that we're having a big effect on them?
We are, and that's coupled with their own mistakes. And goodness knows, over the past 8 years, then there's been plenty of them. A couple of years ago, when Zbigniew Brzezinski said that the situation, as it has unfolded in the Middle East, has turned out, it has set back our world government by 30 years. And so I don't know what part of what on or has gone on in Iraq and Afghanistan that upset them so and ruined their plans, but that is what he said. And then since then, in order to keep the economy going after the collapse of the stock market in March and April of 2000, the Federal Reserve and the banks started the real estate bubble, and I don't have to go into that. You've know what has happened, and it's certainly not over yet. And it is my feeling, and I said this several years ago, that they had us, the United States, Canada, and Europe, on a course to be economically humbled, if you may, or even destroyed.
And they bragged about that. Let me stop you. They, in policy papers, on NPR, all over, quote, liberal intelligentsia, how they were going to take our resources for a world government and punish us.
Well, that's so, and what they passed the point of no return about 5 years ago, and now they can't stop this financial collapse juggernaut that's going on, and they're really terrified. And when you come around with your bullhorn hassling them, they go off the deep end because they're not used to having anything go on that they can't control. They think they are the lords of the universe. And so we really have, all these years, finally, cumulatively, we've given them a terrible pain, and it's getting worse. And they know it, and more people are learning about them and what they've done and what they're doing and where they're headed. And I only wish there were 1,000 more people like Alex on the radio telling the public of the world, never mind not just the United States, what's going on, and maybe it would sink in.
Sink in that they're not giving us any quarter. They mean business. I mean, these are hardcore people that are consolidating the resources of the world to literally make us paupers as a preemptive way to control populations and have their, quote, permanent revolution where humanity can never rebel again via the technocracy control grid they're putting in place.
And you couldn't have said it better. It's exactly that way. And part of that grid is people like you and I and the other fellow who called in getting stopped at the border and being interrogated and going through all the things that we've gone through. You obviously get far harsher treatment than I did, but mine happened there almost 6 years ago. So things have changed since then. As we all well know. And so they're more aggressive than they had been in the past. I suppose if I went through that border again today, I probably would have gone through what you did.
Bob, stay there. I want to come back, take calls, and get more into the economy, and also read what the head of the Kissinger Group says about this radio show. Stay with us. Also, the tape I heard of David Rockefeller. Stay with us.
I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 3 p.m., we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Bob Chapman is our guest. I know we have calls from Newfoundland and other places, so we've got, Kevin in Mass, Forrest in California, Mitch in Georgia, Allison in Newfoundland, and many, many others that are patiently holding. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment, but as promised, let me read this to you. This is the former head of the Kissinger Group. That's about as powerful when you get to globalist functionary as it can be, David Rothkopf. Now, people ask how we get these big gifts. They like putting out their propaganda. They like putting out their books. And so, whether it's the good, the bad, or the ugly, whether it's a good guy we're having it on or a bad guy or a bad lady, let me tell other hosts how to do this because they get real mad and jealous, and I don't know why. It really ruins the pleasure I have because I want to build everybody up and push and promote everybody. That's what this show's for. If people just won't make lies up about me and attack me, I'll end up having you on the show if you ask nicely. And, you know, I raise that point because, again, we need to unify against the New World Order. That is that is so important, and people just keep freaking out over all the big guests we have. How did we get David Rothkopf on? I saw the New York Times article about how they run the planet with them bragging and saying it's for our best interest that they do about his book. I read excerpts of the book. We wrote stories for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Now, we finally got the book, and I hadn't read it yet. A listener mailed me the book that they had read, and they have the thing highlighted. And his book is super class. And when you open it up, and I'm told there's even more than this. There's other stuff highlighted in here. I just can't. I don't have time to read the whole thing. I wish I did. This is on page 265. The big events, less than meets the eye. So he admits they run things, but he says it's no big deal. They're not as powerful as we say. That says, plug the words Bilderberg or Trilateral Commission or World Economic Forum into a search engine, and you'll see the dark side of the Internet. Crudely designed websites with names like Prison Planet. It's not crudely designed. Counterpunch. That's a nice site. Crystal Links and InfoWars. Each trades and allegations and headlines that make supermarket tabloids look like The Economist. Al-Qaeda Bilderberg connection. But we covered how you were having a Pakistani leader there who admittedly wired the money to Al-Qaeda. I mean, how's that not a... See, you don't give a link, though, do you? Trilateral Commission, World Shadow Government. Well, that's even mainstream news now. Corrupt Government, Conspiracy, the New World Order, No Future. And it goes to say the fact is these organizations and others like them are important part of the story of the superclass. So he's saying that Bilderberg's good. They are places to convene, places to network, places to cultivate relationships, places to share views, to paraphrase Mark Malik Brown, they are the village greens of the global elite. In addition to Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, the WEF, the more prominent venues include the BOA meeting on the Hawaiian island, Carlos Slim's Fathers and Sons retreats in Latin America, the G50 meetings, the joint annual meeting in the IMF, and the World Bank. And it goes on to try to whitewash things. But the point is that when I got him on, Bob Chapman, when I was talking to him during the break, he said, oh, we're all aware of you. We're all watching what you do. We know what you're doing. And he went on to admit they want world government. And everything we claim about them is documented. You know, some groups may say stuff that isn't. But this shows that we are having an effect. Bob?
Well, as I said just earlier before you went into the piece about this gentleman, yes, we are having an effect, and as we go on, because of the Internet and other things that we have at our disposal that we didn't have some years ago, we are having an effect, and the more people we reach and the more we tell the story, the more people are going to realize who has done this to them. And then the next step is legally taking action against them, whether it's in a civil form or a criminal form. And they don't want this exposed, and that's why they're frightened.
Bob, before we go to calls, what do you think the most effective ways to counter them and wake the public up to this threat are?
You know, that's hard to say, because I haven't been trying anything other than my publication. And, you know, we all only have so much time to do what we do, and you and I are working 18 hours a day as it is. I just don't have the answer for that. All I know is we just keep on telling the truth and the story, and sooner or later it's going to get through.
It certainly is. Let's go to some calls, and we'll get more into the economy later. Let's talk to Allison in Newfoundland first. Allison, thanks for holding her on the air.
For taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was wondering if the increasing price of gas is keeping the stock market afloat, having the same kind of effect as the housing bubble did on the stock market?
Bob, take
well,
that one.
Allison, that's a good question, and I can't honestly answer it. I don't know. I do know that there is a lot of speculation in the market, but that's normal in the entire commodity market. Perhaps not to the extent that we're seeing today. As we went through here recently on the program, the testimony that was made in front of Congress by the former head of the CFTC, I believe his name was Greenberger, and in our publication, The International Forecaster, we had the interview that he had on C-SPAN. And he came right out and said, look, Congress, you created this loophole, and now what you have is the banks are actually competing with the COMEX and other commodity exchanges by creating commodity contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is bypassing the system so that they and their clients, which are hedge funds and pension funds and so on, and mm-hmm. other illuminists, of course, that they can gamble in this market as a way to make money. About two-thirds of the banks and investment banks in particular, for the last several years, their profits, that two-thirds of their profits have been coming from the packaging of mortgages in CDOs and SIVs and so on. That business is frozen. So not only are they in atrocious debt, but they got to get some income. And so they went into the commodity market in this fashion and did so. From that point of view, I could say that perhaps this is an alternative, as you had asked, about an alternative to the housing bubble and previous to that to the stock market.
Well, I think that since the price of gas, as that goes up, it drives up the price of everything, so it would make more money for them across the board. And if the price of gas were to go down, and that would make everything else cheaper, would the stock market then fall?
Oh, one more step, and you're correct. It makes taxation higher as well. And today, as opposed to yesterday, gasoline is up another 16 cents.
Mm.
I think it was down 8 yesterday, and oil's been up $5 or $6 all day long.
Allison, what are you doing in Newfoundland?
I'm from here. I'm from here, and I'm going to university.
Oh, cool. I'd love to visit sometime. I was just looking at some photos of how beautiful it is. Just so happened last night online, I just happened to run into some of Newfoundland, the Newfoundland. I guess is how you translate it, right?
Newfoundland. Well, everyone here is pretty particular about someone calling it Newfoundland. It's Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
So I'm doing
it. Yeah, you'll get
good.
A lot of heat if you call it Newfoundland.
You'll get Newfoundland, or how do you say it?
Newfoundland, like
Newfoundland. The Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's better.
Yeah, I was seeing if I was pronouncing that right, and of course I wasn't. Well, that's great. How'd you find out about the show?
Well, I started looking, researching 9/11. And I came across a bunch of videos, a lot of disinformation, but I found that your videos were by far the best, and I've been a loyal listener ever since. And I just discovered it during the spring, and I've been just hooked ever since. It was just like falling down the rabbit hole for me. It was just such a shocking experience, since I've been watching the news just constantly ever since 9/11, and it was just... It blew my mind. It completely blew my mind. And now in my classes, I'm constantly just putting in, like, little bits of information that, like, get people try and research things for themselves. Like, we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day in my sociology class, people with power and prestige. And I raised my hand and I said, well, you know, my faith in Arnold Schwarzenegger was compromised when I saw his belt buckle with a Nazi death head on it, you know, and his father was this SS Nazi officer. And then the next day in class, someone had gone on the internet, printed out the page, and showed it around class. So I'm seeing firsthand that just one remark, one truth piece, you know, said in one class can really make a huge difference.
Well, Allison, God bless you, and spread the word there in Newfoundland. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Let me comment on what's happening with this kind of neo-mercantilism and get Bob Chapman's take on that, and then we'll go back to your calls. It's simple. The private banking families that control the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, and the other central banks of the West, there's only a few dozen third world countries they don't control, and they're always trying to overthrow them and install dictatorships or other systems that will allow them to come in. Once they have the control of the fiat currency, they can then buy up all the real assets, buy off the politicians, and bring in greater control. But in the early 90s, they basically took all the banking controls off. By 2000, they began accelerating all their Ponzi schemes. They took their hundreds of trillions of fiat currency while it still had some value in people's minds, because it all is just confidence. They bought up water districts. They brought up intelligence systems. They bought up defense agencies, energy. They bought into other currencies, other nations, and then ran the credit of the U.S. out on that fiat, so we'll have to pay back the debt on that fiat, and as it destroys our future. they're internationalized, so they basically suck us dry. And what's happening with the oil is that the main thing is the dollar's been devalued. It then triggers, quote, speculation, but all that is people trying to dump their trillions of dollars into something, even though it may devalue later in a bubble, it at least has some tangible value at the end of the day. And so it's a giant wall of fiat currency and liquidity that they have militarily used to take over the world. Now, in the final phase, as the dollar erodes, they can come back in with their foreign currencies that they bought earlier when the dollar still had value, and they can buy up the Chrysler Building and all the stuff in New York and whatever is left. They can buy up the stock markets. They can buy up everything. Basically, that's what's happening. So they take fiat dollars out of the U.S. They buy real assets with it. Then now as the dollar drops, they're in the final phase of coming in and buying everything up in the final equation of the Ponzi scheme, leaving us holding the bag. I don't see how that's them miscalculating. I mean, I know the bubble's so big it may destroy them, as the Financial Times of London said 2.5 years ago, but I really see it if they're able to ride through this storm they've created and suppress domestic riots, then at the end of this, they'll have an even greater stake in everything. Bob?
Well, I agree with you. And the thing is that we got to cut them off at the pass by what we're doing, because an informed, believing public will stop them one way or another. And, you know, I went over all this back in the early 1960s and came to the conclusion in 1967, 8, and 9 that this is exactly where this is all headed. And I also wrote an article in 1967 for the American Mercury talking about how the Illuminati would go about implementing world government, and it was the key was the denigration of the economies of Europe, the United States, and Canada. And of course, we've seen that since. And of course, when I wrote the other article, everybody thought I was absolutely mad. But this is the way it's headed, and all we can do is fight as much as we can and do what we can do, and hope that we can stop it.
Let's take people who work for the FBI, police departments, professors, people in the system listening. We said several years ago, we said 10 years ago, you said in the 60s, because the Trilateralists wrote in the mid-70s, this is what they would do, but you could see it before that, Bob, that they would leverage out the central banks over the nation states to buy up the world. Then in the Ponzi implosion in the pyramid scheme imploding, they would then use that to bring down the country and get whatever assets were left. Then out of the ensuing global meltdown, after they were already safely positioned into hard assets and key infrastructure and commodities, that they would then advertise it as needing a world government banking system with world power to regulate all financial institutions of the planet, just like they engineered banking runs before 1913, and then used that as the excuse of bringing in the Federal Reserve, claiming we'd have no more recessions. Then we had a huge depression, which is in mainstream history books that they then orchestrated as well. So it's one crisis that gives them more power that feeds into another crisis that gives them more power. And we're now down to the end game where they've created fiat currency that is thousands of times all real assets. And now they're moving into the phase of forcibly having us hand over our assets to pay back a national debt, which they orchestrated. So they have designed all of this. They are doing all of this. And I want to tell people, we told you months ago that you would hear the Federal Reserve call for a world banking system out of this crisis, a world banking system with military power and enforcement. Same thing that we have now seen in other sectors. They are doing the same thing over and over again, Bob.
This is happening in every country, and at this stage, they are, quote, nationalizing. There's not a word for it, but I think the simple word is
putting the debt on our back, and they get all the assets.
Yeah, and yesterday, John Thain, who runs Merrill Lynch, came out and said, we believe that all the brokerage houses should be funded via the Fed. And this is essentially what he said. And, of course, they're funding the investment banks and the banks right now.
So now they are going to openly, they've always done it, but now openly transfer more fiat wealth to themselves, but we have to pay the taxes on that. People think this is
Well, we also have to pay back the money if any of them fail. We're on the hook for that as well as taxpayers. So,
but that's only one sector. They also announced, as we told you years ago they would do, that you will buy your global carbon credits on breathing, on driving a car, on any business, regulators looking in your home every month, inspecting you, a whole new layer of tyranny that rivals anything ever seen. We will buy our carbon credits from the regional Federal Reserves. We will buy them from the private banks. They are now becoming the global government. Go ahead, Bob.
And to extend, and this probably in our economic and finance throughout the world, never mind America, is the most important thing, the financial world. And that runs the world economy of the U.S. economy, whichever viewpoint you want to take. And this nationalization process will cause amalgamation. And so, these 300 or so banks that are going to go under in the next few years, their accounts and assets will be put into larger banks, the same thing in the brokerage business and the investment banking business, so that it's all in one place so it can be internationalized later.
Let's be clear. The central banks, privately owned, are now becoming the government, and they will tax the air you breathe. That was the headline in the New York Times. Taxing the air you breathe. We're going to come back straight to your calls on the other side.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Rumors spread around, you like to take the time, by the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Bob Chapman is our guest. Continue with your phone calls. I'm going to go to Kevin, Forrest, Mike, and others. So let's go to Forrest, who is calling from California. You're on the
air. Hi, Alex.
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the New World Order and the liberal establishment role and the whole control, like how they're trying to change our culture and they're trying to make a new reality, for the American people and for this nation. And I've just been enjoying all the interviews and all the talk of peace and freedom and how, we can get through things and how we can make the world a better place. And I believe that they want more control because they want to control the universe. But the universe, like in fractal geometry, it expands, contracts, makes new universes. So we really have to pray for these people to understand the wholeness of being holy and the oneness of how their actions and how, I just pray that there's more infinite intelligence, to protect this infinitely beautiful nation. And, I'm just amazed at your show and all the guests you had. And, like Ron Paul was talking about exponential growth, about the message.
Absolutely. Anything else?
I have a question. I talked to people from New York, and they've told me, oh, yeah, after 9/11, it's been a safe place. There's more police everywhere. Well, how can there be a good balance of where people aren't?
There is no balance. We've got way too many police. More police doesn't even mean less crime. They're out there regulating us, feeding on us, engaging in revenue generation. The whole thing's a false paradigm. The government staged the attacks. Bob Chapman, you want to take that question?
I think you're right, Alex. And also, the training for the police has become, over the last several years, more aggressive, turning them into, in some instances, paramilitary units, and that is not their function. And I know that departments have to have high-powered weapons in order to meet challenges like they have in the past from time to time.
But the mission program now is an us-against-them mentality. A military fights an enemy,
yeah.
Kills things, and breaks things. They've gone from peace officers to enforcers for the globalists. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what the bottom line is. And I think that the law enforcement people who are listening, and I know there's many of them, I think that they've got to talk to one another and decide that they're just not going to allow themselves to be used in this manner against the American people.
Absolutely, Bob. Anything else, Forrest? Forrest has got a bad phone there. Bob, I forgot to ask you during the break. If you've got to go, you can go. Or can you stay 15 minutes more with us and take calls?
I can stay 15, and I'll tell you why. Because Ellison being on the line was exhilarating. It's so wonderful to see young people grasping what it took us a lifetime to put together. And I just hope there's millions and millions of people in university and in their 20s and 30s who understand what we do because they can save their nations.
This is life and death. I mean, in 60 seconds, Bob, what's the new order going to look like if they succeed?
Well, everybody will be told where they're going to live, who they're going to marry, where they're going to work, how many children they can have, if any. The children will be taken from them and put in government schools on a path that is chosen by government, and families will be split up. Children will be trained by government. The wife will work in San Francisco. The husband in New York. They'll get together once a year for 3 weeks.
Stay there. That is the plan. Stay there. I want to hear more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.